Okay, all together now. Who is the Mad Money Machine sponsored by?
Index Funds Advisors.
And what's their website?
IFA.com.
Robert Arnott said this about your investments.
Design a portfolio you are not likely to trade. Akin to premarital counseling advice, try to build a portfolio that you can live with for a long, long time. And who said this? Most institutional and individual investors will find the best way to own common stock is through an index fund that charges minimal fees. Those following this path are sure to beat the net results, after fees and expenses, delivered by the great majority of investment professionals. That was none other than Warren Buffett.
Mad Money Machine. 47. Middle of November. Mad Money Machine. 47. Beginning of December.
Oh, I'm back for at least one more show. I've got some fun stuff to talk about this time, more than even the Xbox. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. And we're coming up onto the Christmas season, so I've got a Christmas song from music.podshow.com that I would like to play for you. I've got a tool in the crib. I've got a guru roulette spin coming up at you. And a whole lot more, so keep listening.
A hazy light beneath the hay.
Oh my. Oh boy, oh boy. Well, it's good to have you back. Thank you so much for downloading the Mad Money Machine. This is Paul Douglas Boyer. And after a 2-week layoff with lots of turkey and my chair feeling the pain, I'm back with you. Let's try a little something. Okay, now a little demonstration in shouting versus talking, excitement versus information. I gotta tell you something, Nordic. Everyone thinks these are levered to the price of some asset that is shipped. They are about how many boats are coming online. There are many, many ships being built, which is why I continue to say sell, sell, sell the tanker industry and don't care about the 16% yield.
I gotta tell you something. Nordic, everyone thinks that these are levered to the price of some asset that is shipped. They are about how many boats are coming online. There are many, many ships being built, which is why I continue to say sell.
Sirius Satellite Radio, I can't believe this stock is back under $4. It is just killing me. Not to mention killing Mel Karmazin. Meanwhile, XM keeps percolating along. I reiterate that I think that Sirius is the buy in the group. I am not backing away just because the stock acts bad.
I can't believe this stock is back under $4. It is just killing me. Not to mention killing Mel Karmazin. Meanwhile, XM keeps percolating along. I reiterate that I think that Sirius is the buy in the group. I'm not backing away just because the stock acts bad. That's what sissies do. How about we go to...
Now, I'm from Missouri. I want to know about Dollar General, DG.
Oh, geez. Another boip, brep. I'm going to give you a twofer. Both Dollar General and, Family Dollar. No. And no to Walmart, too. We're going to the guys that people go to for aspirational shopping. We're going to JCPenney. That is the one. And the next one coming up, which is a big surprise.
Oh, jeez. Another boy. I'm going to give you a twofer. Both Dollar General and Family Dollar. No. And no to Walmart, too. We're going to the guys that people go to for aspirational shopping. We are going to JCPenney. That is the one, and the next one coming up, which is a big surprise.
Stay with Kramer.
Stay with Kramer!
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw care away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and bold. One seemed to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising the sound. Oh, you and Dale telling a tale. Merrily ringing while people singing songs of cheer. Christmas is here. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Awesome song by Jimmy with an IE, Bratcher, Bratcher, from music.podshow.com. His rendition, he calls it Bell Carol Blue. He's got a whole album of Christmas songs available called Man, It's Christmas. And
it's definitely worth a listen. It's time for your Xbox 360 update. let's see, what's happened since the last time we talked? Well, I got the HD DVD player in the mail, and plugged it in, and it came with a copy of King Kong, the new version, and it was amazing in quality to watch. Also, the player comes with a remote control, which makes it real nice because the remote control doesn't need to synchronize with the Xbox. It's an infrared controller. Whereas, you know, the game controllers, you need to turn them on and they wirelessly synchronize back with the Xbox. So it takes a little while to get those things up and running. The remote is ready to go, and I like the feature of that. We've been playing Lego Star Wars 2 on it. We've gotten through all the levels. Now we need to go back through and collect money and get all the characters and stuff. It's a tremendously fun game to play. On Thanksgiving night, you know, they opened the video marketplace the day before Thanksgiving. And so on Thanksgiving night, I came home after we had some family celebration and downloaded Clash of the Titans. And checked on it again on Friday morning, and the download had stopped because the Xbox was turned off. I had set it to automatically shut off after 6 hours, and of course the movie wasn't finished downloading yet. It was 13% of the way through. So I turned the Xbox back on. I turned off this automatic shutdown business. And then by Saturday noontime, the movie had finally finished downloading. Now I know downloads have been slow. I guess there's a big rush to the doors, just like there was a rush to go buy a PlayStation 3. Everybody was rushing to be the first to download a movie. And maybe things will reach a steady state pretty soon, and movie download times will be more reasonable. I mean, the idea is you should be able to get it faster than Netflix, right? And also downloaded a movie trailer for a movie that's coming out December 22nd. And this is one I think you're going to want to go see. It's called We Are Marshall. Have you seen the ads for it? Well, the reason it's important to me is because I grew up in Huntington, West Virginia. That's the town where Marshall University is located. And the movie is about a plane crash that actually happened. It's based on a true story. Back in, I think it was 1970, after a football game, the team was coming back home and the plane crashed and everyone aboard was killed. And the movie is all about the rebuilding effort of the team. And I've heard it's going to be a good one. And in fact, I'm going to be in Huntington, West Virginia on December 22nd. And we're going to watch it in Huntington. It's going to be just a fantastic treat to see that. Okay, time for Learn from Experience by Paul Douglas Boyer. So a few years back, we were the geniuses and went out and bought a pre-lit Christmas tree from Walmart. I guess it's been about 4 years ago we bought that. We were the smartest people in the world for buying this tree because it's sort of like setting up an umbrella. You get it out of the box, you pop it in the stand, you plug it into the wall, and your tree is ready to go. Well, the thing I guess you don't think about is what happens when one of those strands of lights don't work anymore. I mean, yeah, now the bulbs are supposed to be the kind where if they burn out, the rest of them all keep working. And so what do you do when that theory doesn't come into actuality? When you've got a whole section now of the tree that is in the dark. Well, here's what I did. I sat down on the floor with this Christmas tree between my legs, and I started at the end of the strand, and I looked at the first bulb through a magnifying glass, and I could see the filament in it was okay. I then proceeded to the second bulb. I went on then to the third bulb. and the fourth and the fifth, and I did find bulbs in there that had been burnt out, but their short circuitry was in place. Now, here's how these bulbs work. When the filament burns out, there's a short circuit that is then invoked to make the circuit complete anyway. So the instead of the electrical current having to go through the filament and light up and then go on to the next bulb, when that filament breaks, then the current goes through the short circuit that's in the bottom, the base of the bulb. Well, I guess sometimes that doesn't work. But I even pulled out all of those bad bulbs and put them in good, in the place of good bulbs, and the good strand worked with the bad bulb in it, thus proving that the short in the bad bulb was okay. I looked at the fuses. Yeah, I pulled out the fuses and looked at those under a magnifying glass, and the filaments were in place there. I replaced the fuses with other fuses that had known to be good, and the strand still doesn't work. And I guess then what has to happen then is it's either a fault in one of the sockets where, you know, one of the metallic connections in one of the sockets is bad. Because when you pull a bulb completely out, then the whole strand goes out. Or maybe there's actually a break in the wire somewhere. It could be that. Well, there is a gizmo out there you can get called Lightkeeper, which is a strand tester. And it uses several techniques, and I'm not an expert. I didn't get one of these, but I did some research on Google to try to figure out how to fix Christmas tree lights. And, well, so we've got this Christmas tree setting up in the corner with about the midsection is dark. I guess what we're going to do is just wrap around another strand of lights around that midsection to make it look okay. But that's something to think about if you're going shopping for Christmas trees, especially pre-lit Christmas trees, is what happens when one of the strands doesn't work. One of the things that I think I would look for maybe is a LED Christmas tree. I've got to think that an LED strand of lights would be more fault tolerant. Although, you know, I have a set of rope lights, and when a section of the LEDs went out, then you could see there's a smaller section in that strand that's gone out. Not the entire section, certainly maybe a tenth or a 20th, 5% of the strand has gone out in that rope light. Once again, proving that advances in technology don't always bring happiness. I know you just can't live without it. So here it is, this week's Tool in the Crib. So you know about Google, and you search web pages with Google, and you know about news search with Google, where you can search back through a couple of weeks of old news articles and magazine articles and the such. Well, now comes news archive search from Google. What is news archive search? News archive search provides an easy way to search and explore historical archives. Users can search for events, people, ideas, and see how they have been described over time. In addition to searching for the most relevant articles for their query, users can get an historical overview of the results by browsing an automatically created timeline. Search results include both content that is accessible to all users and content that requires a fee. Articles related to a single story within a given time period are grouped together to allow users to see a broad perspective on the events. Well, I just found out about this today, and so naturally, the first thing I searched for was Jim Cramer. And a bunch of stuff came up that didn't mean anything, so I thought, well, what would be interesting to find out what Jim Cramer may have talked about in the past? So I searched for Jim Cramer Index to see what he had to say. So I'll tell you about that in just a second, but that's our tool in the crib this time. It's the News Archive search at Google. Go see what happened way in the past. And just like all the other tools I've given you so far, this one's free. And looky, looky, here's an article from 1997 called Jim Cramer's Asset Allocation Adventure. And it was written in September 15th, 1997 by James J. Cramer. Says, 8 years ago, I penned an asset allocation model for a magazine I helped start, Smart Money. For years since, I have heard back from people who had found it valuable, more valuable even than the ones I had designed when I worked at Goldman Sachs. But it had flaws. It was too complicated by a desire to coordinate precise bond and stock allocations. It misjudged the age during which people would stay in equities, in part because it misjudged the increasing longevity of the populace, and in part because so many folks in their 60s and 70s regarded themselves as young. I agree with him. And he goes on and on and on. He says, most important, the previous model did not encourage you to pick individual stocks. That's his emphasis. Even 7 years ago, no one person working at home had the resources to, quote, do it yourself, unquote. You had to go to a money manager or a mutual fund to get it right because the information simply wasn't available to you, and that was available to these big money aggregators. It was unfair to urge the individual on the playing field with so many knowledgeable big boys out there. That's all changed, according to Jim. And like the revolution Home Depot led, making even 10-thumbed people like me capable of fixing things, the personal computer can make you just as smart and just as knowing as the best fund managers. Yeah, well, that's no big deal, is it? You have websites, including this one, thestreet.com, that would never have existed before the proliferation of the computer. When you pick them at home, you can choose when to sell your own stocks and incur your capital gains and losses. This capability may be more valuable than the hot new issues that your mutual fund may get. And you pay no fees beyond the lowly online commissions that are now below what I pay, unheard of when I first wrote the asset allocation model. I also wasn't a true believer in index funds at the time. But these funds have become the self-fulfilling method of investment for our generation, and to ignore them as an asset subset is to have your head in the sand. As the world has gotten more global, overseas investors look to these indexes as the way to get exposed to our market. And the emergence of the 401k market has put the S&P index funds on the menu at every investment table. Some things haven't changed. My aversion to foreign investing for do-it-yourselfers remains as strong and as right as ever. When other countries enforce the securities laws and demands rigorous accounting the way we do in this country, I'll play. But I won't venture overseas, given all the resources I have at my command. Why should I send you there? For the sake of diversification? Okay, let me just break in here at this point into his article and say that I have gone out to IFA.com and clicked on Benchmark Your Portfolio, and at number one spot, select an IFA index. I chose the IFA International Value Index, and for the date range, I put the starting date of his article, September 1997, to today, beginning value of $1, and clicked Calculate, and the annualized return on that is 11.42%. Looks like you may have missed out on an opportunity, Jim. And so the article continues, I'm on the altar for profit, not diversity. And again, I don't want you to use this model for retirement money. The risk tolerance and future views should be weighted very differently if this were any IRA or 401k money we were talking about. For retirement money, even if you view the world as a rosy place, we have to give optimism a haircut. That will have to wait until the next model. Finally, I've included many more age brackets and breakdowns than I could back then. Pretty simple. This is the net. No one is telling me about space limitations or ugly graphics. We can be more personal, more right than print journalism can ever be. So go to work figuring things out
and he has a link there to get to the asset allocation worksheet. And I hope you have the same success with this model that thousands of other people had with its predecessor. So let's try it out. Let's click on that link. I'll have the link in the show notes in the tools page of madmoneymachine.com. So let's try this out for a couple of extremes of people. The first question is, what is your age? We'll put in young, 25 to 30. What is your net worth? Let's just say under $150,000. Somebody starting out. Number three, what is your income? I put between $50,000 and $100,000. What is your level of risk? Low, medium, or high? We'll put high. And what is your view of the future? Negative, neutral, or positive? We'll put positive. Get results. And he recommends 40% aggressive growth, 40% individual stock, 10% growth, and 10% index. And he doesn't really have an explanation of what these recommendations mean that I can see in either the article or around this webpage. But I'm assuming that 40% aggressive growth means some sort of mutual fund. Maybe like a contra fund or something, or I don't know. 40% individual stock, I think you know what that means. That basically means watch Mad Money. 10% growth, again, probably a mutual fund. And then 10% index. And I can only assume that what he's talking about there is the S&P 500 index. Let's try it out for a different bracket. So real quickly, age over 65, net worth between 1 and 2 million, income under 50,000, level of risk low, view of the future neutral. He says 35% growth, 30% index, 20% long-term bonds, and 15% medium-term bonds. Let me just see if that adds up. 35, 65, 75, 85. Yep, that's 100%. Just checking the math there, Jim. So check it out. It's 10 years old, but it's Jim Cramer's Asset Allocation Adventure Worksheet. Let's play the round of the world's favorite game, Guru Roulette. I've replaced the numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of Smith, Patrick Smith, Guru. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble and select the girl. I'll give you a little blah, 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 blah. Here we go. And the winner this time, Mad Money Machine Show number 47, is Ray Kurzweil. Ray Kurzweil, born February 12th, 1948, is a pioneer in the fields of optical character recognition, OCR, text-to-speech synthesis, speech recognition technology, and electronic keyboard instruments. He is the author of several books on health, artificial intelligence, transhumanism, and the technological singularity. His work often leads into the realm of futurism. So why is he on the investment guru roulette wheel? Well, I thank Dilster13 for providing a link for me to an article in the New York Times entitled A Smarter Computer to Pick Stocks by Charles Duhigg, published November 24th. It says Ray Kurzweil, an inventor and new hedge fund manager, is describing the future of stock picking, and it isn't human. He says artificial intelligence is becoming so deeply integrated into our economic ecostructure that someday computers will exceed human intelligence. Mr. Kurzweil tells a room of investors who oversee enormous pools of capital, machines can observe billions of market transactions to see patterns we could never see. Well, if I were a skeptical type of person, and I'm not saying that I am a skeptical type of person by any means, I would think that this is sort of a snake oil pitch, right? I mean, you get a name for yourself talking about the future and what's going to happen, and then you start running a hedge fund, and you tell the investors what you think is going to happen, even though what you have predicted to happen hasn't necessarily even come true yet. And just imagine the amount of money he must be making. So I think that's what we should all do. Let's all open a hedge fund. We'll come up with some kind of gizmo. We'll use a snow globe to predict the market. Then use whatever technique you can come up with. Create your own hedge fund. Convince enough people to invest their money with you, and secretly, behind the scenes, take the money and put it into Index Funds Advisors Portfolio 100. And over the long term, you collect that 20% on profit on their investment profits. And what a great thing you'll have going there. Well, that's our guru for the show, Ray Kurzweil.
Congratulations, you're the guru on Madman Machine Show number 47.
Well, once again, I'd like to thank you for being with me. This has been Paul Douglas Boyer, saying it takes money to make money, and it takes running your own hedge fund to make a mad money machine. Please do me a favor. Go visit our sponsor at Index Funds Advisors. That's IFA.com. There's a lot of resources out there that you can take advantage of for free, and I do suggest you do that. I'll see you next time. And I'm going to leave you with another Christmas tune from Jimmy Bratcher. What Child Is This?